Ahoy, ahoy! Welcome to the Sloppy Boys Noise, the premier and only podcast dedicated solely to talking about the greatest rock band in the universe, the Sloppy Boys.
This is the Sloppy Boys Noise!
That is the noise. That is the noise of the Sloppy Boys Noise. Just an awkward silence. That is the official noise of the podcast. The kind of thing where you'd add crickets if we knew how to do that.
That would be really funny if it was like, wait, no, that's not crickets.
Sad. It sounds like you're having sex at a motel sex.
On a cartoon.
Really fucking them, yeah.
I'm really going at it.
Nice, dude. And that person who is fucking them good is Tessa. I'm sorry.
Aww.
And our co-host is Tessa Brown.
Hi, ahoy, hoy. And
hey, that's my thing. What the fuck?
And that other co-host
Nobody cares.
Jackson Brown, no relation.
All right, and welcome to Sloppy Boys Noise. We're sponsored by Remy, Remy Kitchenware. Remy, if you ain't cutting with kitchenware, you might as well be cutting the cheese.
Was I supposed to interject there?
No, just
the fart.
Just keep sneezing right on my for blowing your nose. Sneezing is involuntary, but blowing your nose is.
Sometimes blowing your nose is not voluntary. Sometimes it's beyond you.
So that brings us to, as everyone has noticed and written to us about, and actually some people did notice, which made me feel good.
Yeah, that's nice.
We missed posting last week.
We did.
And you want to know why? Well, we took a sabbatical. It was time for us to reevaluate every aspect of the podcast. We wanted to make sure that we were staying true to our mission.
Yes.
And make sure that we were providing the best podcast that we could for our loyal fans and listeners who we love.
Mm-hmm.
And we were meeting our goal of getting free swag and having the Sloppy Boys play at the Golden One Center in Sacramento, California.
Yeah.
So we listened back to every episode.
Every single episode, several times.
We analyzed every segment.
We did.
Based on various factors, enjoyability, repeatability, listenability.
Chuckle per second.
Yes.
And like chuckle per second.
Yeah, and we're looking for at least two chuckles per second, which is a lot.
We have high standards, but it's because we have high standards.
Thank you. And I couldn't have put that better myself.
I know you couldn't.
Okay. Wow.
Oh, wow.
But I just want to let everyone know, after taking that week off, and we both took the week off work as well.
We did. And off of, honestly, adulting.
I can't adult right now.
We couldn't adult all last week.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. And so, unfortunately, we don't have power.
Yes, that is unfortunate. We just wore onesies and ate cereal.
Yes.
But we did, honestly, go back, look at our numbers.
Yeah.
See where people are stopped listening. You know, there's a lot of analytics you can get into. And our takeaway from that is that we're not fucking changing a single fucking thing.
Nice try, us.
The show is perfect.
Yeah, we're actually going to do less.
Every segment is tight. We're well prepared.
Yeah.
And we are talking exclusively about the Sloppy Boys.
Yeah, that's right. We are not veering off into non-Sloppy Boys sectors.
And we have not lost momentum.
No.
No.
We've gained it.
If anything, we're neutral.
We're neutral. And I feel like taking off last week left everyone on a cliffhanger.
Yes, that's true. That was because the 2 weeks ago was one of the only episodes we did with an open-ended mystery at the end.
We did, yeah. Like, it was a murder mystery.
Well, it was a mystery about how my friend Rosie was doing. And I said on the last episode that Rosie was having some trouble. But I was just projecting. Rosie's doing fine. He's totally okay.
Okay.
His girlfriend didn't break up with him. He broke up with his girlfriend, I've been told. And it was mutual, to say the least.
Okay.
Rosie, we believe in you.
Sure.
We love you. Thank you for your feedback telling us to stop psychoanalyzing you. I legitimately feel bad about it.
Aww.
But I will say this. On the same day that Rosie said, stop psychoanalyzing him, he was drinking heavily at lunchtime on a work day.
Was it hard alcohol or beer?
Honestly, who can even tell with that guy?
Was it?
He's a freaking animal.
Was it one of those cool, like, Corona margaritas where it's a margarita, but you also have a Corona, like, kind of halfway in it? And so then it's, like, as you drink the margarita, you get more Corona into it.
It seems like you're just showing off. that you know this drink.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, but Rosie, we love
you. Am I cool? Rosie, we love you.
Were you going to answer that question or just...
Okay? No, it was a rhetorical question.
Okay. Rosie, I apologize. You know I love you, man. You're a friend of the pod anytime you want to come on.
Yeah.
And friend of the pod, fucking Pod Save America did not come up with that term. They did not trademark that term. Podcasts like ours are the ones that make it popular.
Yeah.
Yeah. They shouldn't be able to sell t-shirts like that without sending us royalties.
We should get some sort of percentage of that.
Yeah. Friend of the pod is something no one would care about if it wasn't for us.
No.
And speaking of no one caring, no one who saw the Sloppy Boys Halloween show wanted to call in and tell us how the show went. What the fuck? Come on.
Come on, guys.
Please.
Come on. Tweet up us.
Tweet up us.
Tweet up us.
Sounds like a Star Wars character's first name.
Yeah, but tweet at us.
No, we want you on the podcast.
No, but tweet at us asking to be on the pod.
Okay, yeah, come on. But you have another opportunity to go to a show.
Mm-hmm.
Sloppy Boys have a show Saturday, 11:10. That's this Saturday. The Ithaca Cortland football game, a.k.a. the Cortica Jug. There's going to play the game at a bar in Hollywood, 33 Taps at 9 a.m., and then there'll be music next door. Free show from the Sloppy Boys at Lost Property Bar. For everyone who's in L.A., Lost Property Bar at noon on Saturday.
Mm.
Open to all, free. Doesn't matter if you went to Ithaca or Portland. Come through, see the Sloppy Boys, and give us a report of how it goes, please.
Yes, please. And we'll do a meetup outside of it.
And if you know, we're not, we will not be doing a meetup because we can't make it there. We need you to be our eyes and ears on the ground.
Yeah.
We need you to go to the show and ask the guys to come on the pod as well.
Yeah, you do need to be our street team. That's what it is. You need to be our sloppy street team.
Yes. The SS.
Oh, no.
We need our SS boots on the ground. I'm so glad you said that, Tessa. I really appreciate that. That was your idea.
That I opened it up for us to discuss. Yeah.
I would say our SS, they should probably dress alike so that they can recognize each other.
Mm, that's a bad idea, Jack.
I think it's a good idea. And some like neutral color that everyone already has. Something like brown or something.
Jack, that's a bad idea.
I think we should have our own SS. What? I don't think that's a bad idea at all. Sorry I care about the Sloppy Boys.
Oh, no. I think that's a bad idea.
In this political climate?
True.
No way.
Also, we hope you went out and voted today.
No.
Or at some point.
No. Don't want to date this episode.
Yeah, we hope you voted just in general.
Yes, thank you.
But it could have been on it. It could have been the People's Choice Awards.
Well,
it could
have been. I don't want them to get mad at me if I don't end up putting it up tonight. Like, what this was.
Well, no, that's why I'm expanding it. Make sure you vote in the Teen Choice Awards, the Nickelodeon Choice Awards, the Sexiest Man Alive and People Magazine.
Yeah, you should vote for the Sloppy Boys.
Yeah.
It'd be really great
vote
if they won
Sloppy
this year.
Boys.
Let's get a grassroots campaign going for the Sloppy Boys to get a three-way tie for People's Sexiest Man.
Alive.
They gave it to Blake Shelton.
Ew.
Yeah.
He's maybe like the sweatiest man alive.
No, that would be me. Let's be honest. That seems like a shot at me.
It wasn't. It wasn't.
But listen, I think the most important thing to take away is that we want you in our SS. There will be special privileges if you're in. I would say, fair to say it's a paramilitary group. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, go for it, guys. We'll arm you if you're in the SS.
We'll arm you with...
knowledge about
knowledge.
The Sloppy Boys. And guns.
Metaphorical guns.
Yes, of knowledge. And speaking of the metaphorical guns of knowledge, shout out to Robert Schley for keeping us honest. Last episode, we said that we have never gotten anything wrong, and we never will.
Yes.
Robert tweeted at us and let us know that we have gotten things wrong, and we likely will in the future.
That's fair and true, I'm sure.
And I think, it's already borne out in this episode.
Yeah.
My extended rip on the SS thing, which you were against from the start.
Someone had to be.
Can be seen as a mistake, but I'm doubling down.
You gotta. You don't stand for something.
It's me revving up the bikes.
The Harleys?
Yeah, we're all riding bikes.
Yeah.
Like a mix between Hell's Angel and...
and the SS.
There's already an SS? I didn't know. Okay. Big screen TVs is the song we're going through this week. Big screen TVs by the Sloppy Boys.
Play it, Jackson.
Okay, well, it's so nice to have the Sloppy Boys here to go.
Just play it, Jackson.
They can't see you. Tess is doing a robot dance, but it's... She might just be falling asleep, actually.
I'm dancing! They can feel it, yeah.
Playing tunes with your friends and your old cliche. But then the fountain pen's back again. Weekends with free friends, dividends, 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 dividends,
dividends, dividends, dividends,
a minute and 55 seconds of pure fire.
That was fun.
Yas, kings, go off.
Yas. You can tell there's a lot of inspiration in that song.
Elaborate on that. Speak on that.
So there's like you can tell that like there's some probably some Devo inspiration, maybe. And also other sort of like 80s synth pop.
Well, I'll say this. I don't much care for this aspersion that they're stealing stuff. I think
I didn't say that.
A good friend of mine, Jackson Maine, once said that there are only 8 notes in an octave, and all that matters is that you got a story to tell with them.
Is that Jackson Maine from Bradley Cooper's A Star Is Born?
Yes. And I think the Sloppy Boys have a great story that they told in this song, which is that I love TV, it's a thing.
This is the cool thing about this song is, again, and I think the last song gave us a switch up. This is another switch up.
This is definitely a departure from everything else on the rest of the album.
Like, and this
it's
is
fun. Yeah, I think it's super fun.
And you can just imagine how much fun they're having performing this.
I mean, saying big, the way Tim Kalbakken says Bitcoin is just, I mean, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Guy's a freaking hoss. He's a stud. Great guy. They have a great, Birthday Boys have a great sketch about TV and having too many shows to watch.
Mm.
It's very funny. I'll show it to you. I can tell you I haven't seen it by the way you're looking at me.
It's relatable.
Thank you. I would say that this song's cool ass shit, man.
I would definitely say it's cool ass shit.
What would you give it?
Out of like 5 ice cubes, because it's cool.
Yes, out of 5 ice cubes from Are We There Yet?
Out of 5 Are We There Yet DVDs.
Yes.
Similar to last time's 5, there was some sort of other DVD. I'd give it a 4.
Wow.
Yeah, I like this one. I think it's different. I like the 80s inspo. 80s hashtag inspo.
What's inspo?
It's short for inspiration, but it's shorter and it's easier to hashtag.
Okay.
So.
Inspo.
Yeah, inspo.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. I would give it, and I went back and forth on this.
Sure.
5.
Have you ever not given a 5?
Oh, boy.
I think you
gave really holding my feet to the fire here. Why can't they all be good songs?
I think you gave it 10 before, maybe.
Maybe.
Or 6.
This is good shit, man. When I listen to this, it puts a smile on my face, which is more than I can say for a lot of music. I truly love the Sloppy Boys. I hope that comes across in the podcast.
Why don't you marry them?
Oh, what?
Why are you saying that?
What the hell, man?
You're so fucked up.
Oh my god. Tim's already married.
Is he?
Yeah, I think Mike's got a long-term girlfriend.
Good for him.
Jeff's always up to something.
We honestly never know what Jefferson is up to.
You know, you gotta be starting something.
Gotta give something to talk about.
Anything else on big screen TVs?
No. I think it's a fun time, and it's good things.
Okay, so now we're gonna turn it to the Remy Hotline. And today on the Remy Hotline, we have,
Jesse Gray, who is actually someone I knew from high school. We went to high school together. We have a mutual group of friends. And he reached out to us because he's also a Sloppy Boys noise fan and a Sloppy Boys fan. And he was also one of those people. I should probably save it for when we're like calling him.
Yeah, could you call him, please? I don't know this guy. So if it goes bad, it's not on me. But if it goes well, it was. It's cool, too.
I don't think it's FaceTime. Hello? Hey, is this Jesse? Hey.
Uh-huh.
Hi, it's Tessa and Jack.
Hey, Jesse.
What's going on, guys?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
All right. Well, so I was just introing you, and Jesse, you and I went to high school together, right?
Yes. Yes.
Accurate. And we also have a couple, like, really close friends in common, or at least did. I don't know anymore.
What the hell?
Not friends with you anymore?
No, I am.
They ditched you?
Yeah. And so you're a big Sloppy Boys fan, right? And Birthday Boys fan.
Yeah, absolutely. And Doughboys and every sort of other part of the extended Birthday Boys universe.
Yeah. And world.
Awesome. Jesse, when did you first hear of the Sloppy Boys?
The Sloppy Boys?
Yeah.
I mean, that would have been 2 months ago when they posted on their Instagram that they existed.
That sounds about right.
You're talking about a day one fan right here.
Mm-hmm. maybe before that. I remember probably last year sometime I found one of those Highland Park videos when they were still the Jangly Boys, the Sloppy Boy Jangly Band.
Yes, this is true. This is the precursor of the Sloppy Boys, Tessa.
Oh, I believe you.
Know your history. Teach the controversy. There is the Jangly Band before the Sloppy Boys. They had the Highland Park
session. They had Here for the Beer, and then they had like 3 covers or something like that.
Okay, so you were like ground level. You were there.
Yeah, ground zero.
Yeah.
You were ground zero.
That was good.
So this episode, we're listening to big screen TVs. Is
that
what
it's
called?
Just listened to it.
I know, but I didn't know what it's called.
I say it like a million times.
I don't know. So, Jesse,
what was your guys' rating?
I gave it a 4 out of 5 Ice Cube's Are We There Yet DVDs.
I gave it 5.
5? That's a high rating for both of you guys.
It's not your favorite?
I think there's not a stinker on the album, but I think if I had to give one, that would be kind of the low point.
Okay. No, I get that.
Low point.
No, cool, because it's definitely a switch up from their sound.
Oh yeah, did you guys already talk about that? Is it? I was thinking about it in preparation. Is it a Dire Straits pastiche or is it a Devo parody?
Okay, that's exactly what I said. It was Devo inspired. Devo inspired, and that's because, like, especially the like when it gets kind of sing songy. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, then I was thinking, it reminded me of a big Dire Straits song, because there's also, it's a song that's 1.5 minutes long, and there's a 45-second introduction to it.
Oh.
That's true, it is a pretty long
Much
intro.
Like
for a 1.55-second song, it does have a pretty long intro.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think maybe it's a sequencing issue, because you get rolling with the party and this thing comes out of nowhere.
That's true.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
If it came earlier or later when it was, you know, more separated from the rest of the fun times, maybe it could be better. I liked it more hearing it just on this episode, devoid of context of the album.
That's a good point.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
No.
For sure.
Oh, Jesse, I just remembered this. One of the funniest things you've ever done was, I think it was like for Melissa Pace's birthday, and so that would have been in April, you gave her 7 copies of, was it Jingle All the Way?
You have truly every detail incorrect.
Okay, no, what was the...
The Melissa Pace part is the beginning and the end of you being correct with it.
Okay, what was the DVD and how many?
It was Christmas time, I think.
It must have been, because it was definitely a Christmas-themed movie.
What do you mean it must have been? You just said April.
Well, because that's Melissa's birthday, and so, like...
She had every part wrong.
let's let our guests set the record straight.
Okay.
It was 12 copies of either Christmas with the Cranks or Deck the Halls.
It was Deck the Halls.
Remember which one? The Deck the Halls with DeVito and Matthew Broderick.
Yeah, it was for sure Deck the Halls, because I remember Matthew Broderick was in it.
I got them for like 75 cents a pop at Figueritos. Remember Figueritos, rest in peace.
Yeah, that was a video store, a local video store in Humboldt County that was owned by like a family, the Figueritos.
Oh, and they just closed like this year.
Yeah, there's big Figueroa money though. That was a franchise.
Well, they didn't get any tanning beds, so they did it the hard way.
Yeah, it's true. They went out.
But yeah, I brought 12 copies. I remember being so mad at the end of the night because you started giving them out as people left, like party favors. I'm like, no, those are all for you. You deal with this now. Like, you can't give them away.
Well, I'm glad we got the record straight, because that is one of the funniest things, honestly, ever, just in general. So now I have the correct version of it. 12 copies. So
it's all downhill from there.
Ugh, you're telling me. And so what are you up to now? Where are you living? What are you doing?
And also the Sloppy Boys.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of has something to do with it, truly.
What?
Now in San Diego, but for the past 4 years, I've been in Los Angeles.
Ah, connected.
And when you're in Los Angeles, it's much easier to kind of come into contact with the expanded Birthday Boys universe than it might be,
true.
In Ladybirdland or anywhere else.
That is true. Have you gone to any of their shows or anything? Or have you had a chance to?
I was thinking about that. I've seen Hanford a couple of times. There's one thing that I will talk about in a second that was the funniest thing I'd ever seen in my life, and it was Hanford, in person.
Yeah.
But I've seen a couple of shows. I went to a show with Paul Rust and that other one called, like, Masterpiece Theater or something like that, the UCB. And
Yeah, I think Paul Rust and Neil Campbell, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Campbell, yeah. I think Hanford and Cal Pacis and, not Cal Pacis, sorry, but Dutton, probably, and Mike Mitchell were there.
Ah, very cool, very cool. So
that was cool, and then...
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, and then the one other one is I was at the PCAST Blast last year.
Ah, PCAST Blast, for our listeners, is a podcast festival that somehow didn't book us for this upcoming year. we didn't quite make the cut, but that's okay. We'll see you next year, PCAST Blast. We're going to make it.
They'll be knocking down the doors.
That's right. So you saw them there last year?
Yeah, last year it was a bunch of people. Comedy Bang Bang closed out the show. Hanford introduced Bang Bang, which I've seen Bang Bang previous before Campbell did it. Did the timekeeper and all that. But for this one, Hanford came out, did a couple of Ducky Powell jokes, did a couple other Hanford jokes, and then sang the funniest song I've ever heard in my life.
Yes.
And that was a parody to "You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch." They changed the words to "You're a Green One, Mr. Grinch." And it was just about the Grinch being green. And we're in the Ace Hotel, and it's full of people, and a fourth of us are laughing. Everyone else is silent.
Oh my God!
Like, mad. Like, what is this? And I'm crying. Like, it's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
That, and I feel like if half or more than half the audience wasn't silent, it wouldn't have been as good.
Oh, no. Yeah.
That's just the key.
I mean, that's been their whole trick. You know, if you get it, you get it. If you don't, you don't.
Yeah, that's sort of Tessa's rule for her comedy as well.
Yeah, that's true. If you get it, you get it. If you don't, get the fuck out of here. People, Starbucks, coffee. Because I'm doing like open mics.
Give a bumper sticker, right?
Yeah, thank you.
Jesse, can you give me one memory that you have of Tessa that's hopefully embarrassing or anything of that nature?
I don't think I knew her that well. Truly.
No.
She was always too cool for school.
That's not true. I was very shy. Well, and it's all, you know, do you have an embarrassing thing about Melissa Pace? Probably.
Probably. I mean, not really. No, I think you guys all have embarrassing things about me, but I don't think vice versa too much.
Melissa Spivey?
Yeah, Melissa Spivey.
But that's a different name than Pace.
That's her maiden name.
Oh.
Is Spivey?
Pace. Yeah, Spivey. Spivey, yeah. You and Melissa and...
Does she even listen to the fucking pod? We're giving her so much airtime.
Probably not. She probably doesn't. No, well, so Jesse's a couple years older. So he was like, yeah. we were little baby freshmen.
I didn't know.
Well, now you do.
Okay.
Now you know. My brother's great, I believe. I think you went to school with him.
Yes. That's right. How's he doing?
He's fine.
Yeah. And your sister got married, right? Well, so Jesse, is there anything else that you wanna gab about today? Do you have anything else that you need to get off your chest?
Yeah, open
get
forum.
Off my
go
chest.
Off.
Let me think.
Go off,
let
go
me
off.
Think.
Pop off.
Yeah. Do you guys know about the other Sloppy Boys band?
No.
What? No.
So I found it on Spotify. It's called Noah Taylor and the Sloppy Boys. Do you guys know Noah Taylor?
No.
You know Noah Taylor, even if you don't know Noah Taylor. He's an actor. He was in Vanilla Sky. He's in A Life Aquatic. He plays Wolodarski.
Hmm. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So he also has a band called The Sloppy Boys. I don't know if they're related, if it's like a franchise thing.
Oh, I mean, he looks like he would be a franchise.
Taylor also starred as Adolf Hitler in Preacher. What on earth?
Yeah, twice. Apparently in a movie called Max as well. He's done it a few times.
He's played Hitler twice. This is the other Sloppy Boys band?
What?
Yeah, he's the head of them.
Did you listen to them? Did you listen to them on Spotify? Oh. So, I guess, listeners, listen to the
song. No, don't listen to that. Listen to the good Sloppy Boys.
So we don't have
to. The non-Nazi ones.
So we don't have to. And then tell us what it's like. That's social engagement, Jack.
6-episode arc as Hitler. What the fuck?
On what? Preacher?
Yeah, on Preacher.
What channel is Preacher on?
Holy shit.
What?
He was in Paddington 2? Oh, yeah, he was Phipps.
Yes.
I love Paddington.
He's one of the three, the con men,
Yes, Noah Taylor, you're back in my good graces, baby.
Oh, man, yeah, he's Brendan Gleeson's old buddy in that movie.
Yes. Paddington 2 kicks ass.
Jesse, are you a big Paddington 2 fan?
Oh, I'm such a hard Paddington 2 stan. I walked into there one day just because I didn't have anything else to do with the next movie playing, and I was delighted.
That's a good one to do. That's a good one to do.
Converted to the Church of Paddington.
All right, Jesse, do you have anything else that needs to be said and heard?
No, not at all.
Jesse, you got anything to plug?
I have a new podcast as well. You guys followed me on there?
Yeah, I did.
Jesse, plug.
You have a podcast.
Plug. It's called Write Sweats, WRITE, Sweats, like sweat. It's me and two other friends. We talk about writing. We're not good at writing, so we talk about a lot of other things. We're only an episode in, but, you know, we're going places. TCast Blast 2019, double bill, you know.
Damn, the hell yeah. No.
And look out. Make sure that you have sufficient infrastructure for your podcast, because you will be getting the Sloppy Boys noise bump.
I am.
Oh, no. I'm going to have to get off YouTube.
Maybe we should be on YouTube.
No, I already fucking paid for this Podomatic bullshit.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Make our producing conversation.
Yeah, we haven't had to pay yet. That's the next. That's the next step.
That's we just got to that.
Yeah.
And it sucks. Now I have more listener statistics, and I'm seeing that a lot of people have already turned this episode off.
So they may not make it to this.
Old friends, the moment they heard Jesse was on, they turned it off. All the hometown friends.
Yeah, they're like, no.
Yeah, well, we talked about Melissa Pace for half an hour.
I'm
staring at their copy of Deck the Halls.
Deck the Halls. It's a good story.
Yeah, no, unequivocally.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesse.
Thanks, Jesse.
Thanks, guys.
You're awesome. We'll plug your pod on the Instagram and the Twitters.
Sounds good. I'll do it, too.
All right. Keep it sloppy, Jesse.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. And I hung up. So that's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jesse's a good guy.
Yeah.
What's next?
It's time.
Tess's time. Daylight savings.
I thought this was Tess's time. Is it daylight saving time?
It is now. Well, I guess it's the opposite of daylight savings time. It's getting so dark so early.
Opposite of daylight savings time?
Yeah, it's just regular time.
Tess's time?
Yes.
Holy shit.
Yes.
But I already voted on that proposition about daylight savings.
Did you vote yes or no for daylight savings?
I voted yes.
In favor?
Yeah, I want us to do what the federal government does.
In favor of getting rid of daylight savings?
No.
In favor of keeping
daylight. In support of it, yes.
I just voted the same way you did, and I thought we were voting to get rid of it.
Why would we want to get rid of it if everyone else has it? It'd be such a pain in the ass.
No one else has daylight savings.
Other than California? Yes, they do.
In the country, they do, yes.
Right. That's what we were voting on.
So we were voting to stay with daylight savings so that we aren't different than the rest of the country.
Uh-huh.
That makes sense. Okay.
Is this what Tessa stuff is going to be about? Did I preempt it right now?
No.
Okay.
But
Go off.
Well, no. It's just that it gets dark early.
Oh, my God.
It's just sometimes it's a bummer.
Oh, my God. You know?
It is nice, though.
Damn, it's true.
It's kind of a bummer. But I've really invested in flameless candles. And so that's kind of like my big thing right now is...
You invested or you bought some?
I invested. I put a lot of money into the flameless candle stock.
Damn it.
I put all of our savings.
Touchy muchy.
Yeah, all of Stella's college fund.
Stella's our producer and also a cat.
Yeah, and she's also currently in a bag.
And she's not going to college.
No. She was very upset when she was told that.
She's not going to college.
She's not going to college. So, you know, it just hit me like probably like a bag of bricks, probably, just how dark it is. But I do appreciate that when I wake up, it's not super dark anymore, but it's still kind of dark.
So Tessa's time, if I could just summarize.
In summation.
It's just letting us know that daylight savings time is happening and pros and cons for it.
Well, and also my feelings about it. That's part of Tessa's time.
Ambivalence?
No. It's a bummer. It's a bummer.
It's a bummer, but it also has some good qualities.
Yeah. It's been in my office at my work. The other person I share an office with does not like to turn on lights. And so I have been pussyfooting around it and not flipping on the lights because he likes it to be dark like a cave.
You're working with frickin' Gollum?
Yes.
What?
Well, it's actually Schmeagol.
It's not Gollum.
My precious.
Schmeagol.
My precious. Is that good? Was that a good impresh?
Well, I didn't really hear it.
My precious.
You sound like you're doing Precious from the novel Push by Sapphire.
And by, like, the movie Precious?
Yes.
Precious! Precious!
That'd be a good... I'm sure someone's done that.
Yeah.
Be a good parody.
What? Oh,
Precious, like, but with the main lady being...
Oh, yeah.
Gollum.
Listeners, look it up and tweet at us at Sloppy Boys Noise.
What are they tweeting at us?
Tweet at us if there is a parody already of Precious.
No, let's focus their energies on something positive. Tweet at Chris Van Artsdale, and I feel like we could really get him on the pod.
Yeah, you think?
He follows us.
Yeah.
On Instagram. I think we can get him on.
All right. Tweet at him.
That'd be a huge get for us.
Come on, street team. Come on, SS.
You brought that back, not me. Okay, Tessa's time's still going, though.
Nope, it's over. Tessa's duh. And now we're the... No.
You did not end Tessa's time. You said Tessa's dwa. That was a trick.
Okay, okay.
So we're still in Tessa's time. What else do you have?
It's always Tessa's time.
Oh, no.
It's always Tessa's time.
I feared this day would come where you don't end Tessa's time and we have to live in it forever.
Okay, I'm going to end it. Tessa's time.
Thankies.
Thankies.
Okay, now.
Oh, boys about town.
The boys about
The boys about, the boys about, the boys about, the boys about.
With 100% of precincts returning, the boys are about town and they're voting.
Oh, they are.
Yeah, Mike Hanford and Jefferson both had funny posts about voting, which is a tough thing. I mean, everyone's doing the voting selfie.
Yeah.
Hard to come up with an angle on it. They both got it done.
Sure.
Radio silence from Tim.
Yeah, what's going on, Tim?
I don't know.
Interesting thing to be apolitical about.
Yeah. Also, they got a new t-shirt design. Mike Hanford did the design.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, it looks like dog shit.
Is it different than the No Vacation one?
Yes, it's different. It's a new one.
What does it look like?
I don't know. It's like a drawing.
Should we get it?
No, I just said it looks like dog shit.
Should we ask for free?
Yeah, they should definitely give it to me to change my mind.
Please.
I need it.
We need it.
I support the band.
Yeah. I'm looking at their store right now. It's not the Lifelong Vacation one.
No.
Classic.
No. No. No.
These are all... I'm just going to take the slop. That's fun. I'm just looking at their stories right now. You guys can do that later.
No, this isn't...
Okay.
No.
Anyways, what else are they doing?
They're doing the concert, which we talked about.
Okay, what else are they about? No, tell about the pictures. Their voting pictures.
Explain their Instagram post?
Mm.
Why don't you all take a look at them?
Yeah, then tweet at us.
What? We're trying to get the Chris Van Artsdale thing rolling.
Oh, yeah. Focus on that first.
Yeah, just for a quick second. Listen, as we wrap up another episode...
Yeah. The moment of silence. We got a plug?
Yeah, do you have a plug?
That's right. Yes, so I do have a couple plugs, no braggies, but this, Wednesday, every Wednesday, it's Sacramento Comedy Spot. You can come out and see Harold Knight. It's a night of Harold improv. If you know improv, which if you listen to this, you're probably a white man that's done improv or watched it. It's just that. So don't come to that. But on Thursday,
what the fuck?
Hey, this is my time. This is my time.
That's what Tessa's time is. That was a long walk to say don't come to the show.
Thursday, though, also at the Sacramento Comedy Spot, it's the return of Four Dead Boys and Tessa, which is mine and Jackson, which is our co-host, also known as Jack, our improv team.
What is happening?
We're going up against another team whose name I don't know, but it's voting, and so come out to that. Starts at 8 p.m. And then on Saturday...
But it's voting.
Yes. And then on Saturday at Stab Theater, the Stab Comedy Theater on Broadway in Sacramento, Four Dead Boys...
You're performing on Broadway?
Yes. It's off Broadway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, an off-Broadway performance, of Four Dead Boys again at Stab Theater. And that's at 8 o'clock? 8 o'clock.
What is Four Dead Boys?
Four Dead Boys is an improv team comprised of myself, Jack, and our friends Ryan, Kane, and Ruben.
What kind of improv do you guys do?
We do long-form improv. It's kind of an accordion type style, which is like
Weird Al.
Yeah, it's kind of like a Weird Al polka.
Weird Al.
It's a bit of a polka.
A bit of a polka.
Yeah. What about you, Jack? Do you have anything to plug?
Yeah, I think I do. I think I have some stuff to plug.
Okay.
Homecoming on Amazon Prime.
Plug in Homecoming?
Yeah. I think I'll probably be on next season.
Oh, yeah. You do have something up your sleeve.
Yeah. I think I'll probably be on it next season. Mm-hmm. Then I finished the Foundation. Second Foundation, that trilogy. It was good.
Is that a book?
Eh. Yeah. It was good. It was good.
Okay.
And as always, Bosch.
You finished Bosch.
Well, for now. But there'll be more cases for Bosch to solve.
Is that it?
Yeah. I feel like I'm forgetting something. Did we forget something on this episode?
I don't think so. I think that's it.
Did I say something bad about Pod Save America?
No.
Fuck you, Pod Save America. Okay, I think we're good.
Then. Well, you did badmouth them about the, like, friends of the pod.
Okay, well, it's okay to badmouth them twice.
Of course. Piece of shit.
This is crazy. This is, like, the opposite of how every episode ends. Usually you want to end it, but this one, I'm like...
Ready to go?
Well, but, like, what else do we have to say?
That's it. That's it. All right. We're good. All right, well... Thank you, boos and ghouls.
What the fuck?
Yep, it's spooky season again.
What on earth? No, it's not. It's November. Why are you telling lies?
Just kidding.
Oh, that's funny then. I'm sorry, guys. I ruined the joke.
All right, you want to do our outro? Do we play music for outro, or do we just say bye?
Oh, yeah, sometimes we do play music.
Yeah, maybe we're going to play some music.
I'm sorry.
Stand by.
You could, too.
No. You got the... Nope. Okay. I'm vamping. Thank you. This has been Sloppy Boys Noise Podcast. Stay sloppy.